they do have a chance to win a double as well. Can they do it? Yes or no? Arsenal.
They have all it takes to do it, and I would put my money on them to do so.
Thank you so much to everyone who called and those who followed us live on our RCV News. We are done. Join us next week right here on RCV. Thank you, Mulingi, for that insightful chat right here on the back page. My name is JDM, the Boiler Queen, and know that anything is possible.
Just for you. With the Endo personal loan, you can get up to 500,000 kwacha with flexible repayment periods of up to 60 months and a fast 48-hour turnaround once all your documents are in. It's clean, secure, and designed for individuals who want a smooth, stress-free borrowing experience. No need for collateral. All you need is your payslip. So, what are you waiting for? Visit any Endo Zambia branch today or call 8002. Endo Zambia Bank, supporting you developing Zambia.
Imagine Roy, John promised to give me capital for my wig business. And then guess what? It's been a month plus. This man has been ghosting me. He hasn't been taking my calls.
Right?
Are you a woman with a big business dream? Grow it with the Indo Women Power Loan. Get financing from 500,000 kwacha up to 10 million kwacha. Flexible repayment of up to 7 years. We provide strong financial support and a product designed to help you rise. Visit any Indo Zambia Bank branch today. Call 8002 or check us out online at www.izb.co.zm. Your business deserves power. Women power. Indo Zambia Bank, supporting you developing Zambia.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government urged to probe rapid growth of loan applications, regulate gambling. DEC seizes properties and uncovers fraudulent business network. And rivals vow to take down Ramaphosa after court clears impeachment probe. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Mental health specialist Duncan Koma has appealed to the government and relevant authorities to probe the mushrooming online loan applications operating in the country. Ms. Koma also called for stronger regulation, monitoring and public awareness against gambling. Recently, Health Minister Alex Katakwe disclosed that Ndola Teaching Hospital records more than 500 mental health cases every week, attributing this to gambling and debt. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Ms. Koma explained that mental health challenges are increasing rapidly in communities, with issues such as gambling and debt largely contributing. Ms. Koma emphasized the need for stronger financial literacy and public education by normalizing conversations around mental health. Many people, especially young people, borrow money without fully understanding interest rates, repayment pressure, or the long-term consequences, said Ms. Koma. Meanwhile, Ms. Koma expressed concern in the manner some customer care agents conduct themselves on online loan apps, adding that many people have reported being threatened, insulted, harassed, embarrassed, and intimidated through phone calls and messages when they fail to repay on time. He encouraged citizens to open and communicate with banks, lenders, employers, family members, and institutions when they are struggling financially or emotionally. Ms. Koma further emphasized the need to construct more counseling centers, support systems, rehabilitation services, and suicide prevention programs because many people are silently suffering.
Gambling should not necessarily be completely prohibited in Zambia, but urgent needs stronger regulation, monitoring, and public awareness. Gambling addiction has silently become a major mental health crisis, especially among young people who are desperate for quick money due to unemployment, for some due to lack of patience, are not going through the correct channel or process and economical hardship. Many people gamble hoping to change their lives overnight, but instead they end up trapped in depression, debt, anxiety, family breakdown, alcohol abuse.
The Zambia Police Service has notified the public about a sighting of lions in Tulo Village, Mbala District, under Chief Tafuna's area following an incident in which one cow was attacked and killed. On May 7, 2026, around 20 hours, Mbala Police Station received a report from Joseph Musenga, age 31, of Tulo Village, who stated that four lions had attacked his livestock. In a statement to RCV News in Lusaka today, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says Ms. Amsenga had secured six cattle in his crow around 17 hours. Around 19 hours, he heard unusual movement and loud distress sounds coming from the crow, and upon checking, he observed four lions attacking his cattle. Mr. Chilavi said that community members mobilized and successfully chased the lions away. However, one cow had already been killed. Police have since engaged officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to conduct joint intensified patrols and monitoring operations in the affected area. The Zambia Police Service has appealed to all residents of Ntulo Village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant, and exercise caution, advising the public to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children, and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures. Mr. Chilavi further added that any sighting of lions or suspicious wild animal movements should be reported immediately to the nearest police station, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, or local authorities.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public about a sighting of lions in Ntulo Village under Chief Tafuna's area in Mbala District following an incident in which one cow was attacked and killed. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to all residents of Ntulo Village and surrounding areas to remain calm, vigilant, and exercise caution. Members of the public are advised to avoid walking alone at night, closely supervise children, and ensure livestock are kept in secure enclosures.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has uncovered a fraudulent business network following investigations which led to the seizure of properties and vehicles. The Commission's Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit, in collaboration with the Department of Immigration and National Anti-Terrorism Department, intensified asset recovery operations aimed at uncovering money laundering cases. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere says preliminary investigations have revealed that a Rwandese national who illegally entered Zambia and masqueraded as a Congolese refugee fraudulently acquired and registered various business entities and properties using false identities. The suspect is currently on the run. Ms. Mawere said the commission has seized three motor vehicles, namely a Toyota Allion bearing registration number BAZ9451, a Toyota Probox registration number BLB9986B, and a Toyota Hiace registration number BAP7951. She added that the commission has also seized properties including boarding houses, a farm, farm animals found on the premises, household goods, and a factory located in the Mongolia area of Lusaka. Findings from these searches indicate that the suspect is linked to multiple assets registered under fraudulent identities and operated motor vehicles under the same false identities, said Ms. Mawere in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Meanwhile, a joint manhunt has been launched by DEC and other law enforcement agencies to apprehend the suspect who remains at large. The Commission has emphasized its commitment to combating financial crimes and safeguarding Zambia's economic and legal systems. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialubalo has commissioned a two-story classroom block at Tuvuanganai Secondary School in Solwezi District of Northwestern Province, which was constructed using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a cost of over 4 million kwacha. Speaking during the commissioning, Mr. Sialubalo said that the development being attained through CDF clearly demonstrates that decentralization is having a positive impact on communities. He stated that the construction of the two-story classroom block at Tuvanga